Alabama and Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. To all of our listening audiences, whether you be up yonder in Tennessee or over in Georgia or around Alabama and even down in Auburn, listen, we got a lot going on, and I just finished covering some of what Big Doge, Federal Doge, has been up to, saving and just millions and finding just scads of what I would call waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, the very idea that thousands of illegal aliens come into our country on the terror watch list, are given Social Security numbers by the Biden administration, and then collect millions of benefits. That's just gross. But listen, lest you think that it is just a federal thing, just the other day I wrote a piece about how in Alabama we had a budget surplus. We have a budget surplus. The state Senate just passed the largest ever education budget in the history of our state at almost $12 billion in total spending. At the same time, they're talking about doing away with a tax cut because apparently they don't have enough money. That being said, there's a lot of money in the states, and there's a lot of deep state in the states, and there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse even in the states. And somebody who knows about it firsthand, who's been on the job tracking this stuff down, even looking at AL Doge as a thing, is our friend Stephanie Smith, who runs the Alabama Policy Institute, and she's on the phone right now. Stephanie Smith, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
Absolutely. Well, it's been too long. I know you guys have had your hands full, not just with, you know, things, raising all your kids and them being in school, but you've got API in the middle of a legislative session. So, Alabama Doge, what do you got going on with all that right now?
Yeah, so we established AlDoge last December when it became clear, to me at least, that this was kind of the direction that the new Trump administration was going to head. And because I thought it was brilliant. And it's also one of those things that's sorely needed on the state level, as you mentioned,
it's
needed on the federal level. And so we really started, launched it, got some really good ideas from the general public, from elected officials, from bureaucrats that are in the know in Montgomery, and we've been creating AlDoge reports. I think we're on number 12 now in the last 3 months or 3.5 months about spending in Alabama, about taxes in Alabama. We started where Elon Musk started. We don't have USAID grants here in the state of Alabama, but we do have education trust fund grants and general fund grants. And so that's where we started, just like Elon Musk did, which is trying to figure out how much money is being spent on non-governmental entities in the state of Alabama. So
yeah,
taxpayer dollars going to nonprofits. And so that's where we started. And in the ETF, that's $60 million in this budget that is just now being passed through the legislative process. And so, it was about $130 million between the two budgets going to nonprofits. And those were kind of our first two reports. Then we started really looking at salaries, especially on the education side, when the superintendent of schools asked for a huge percentage increase in his salary.
Yeah, his personal salary.
In his base salary.
Yeah.
So we did an analysis of superintendents in surrounding states, how much they make versus what their NAEP scores are. And what we found was that even before the raise that Dr. Mackey just got, he was the highest paid and with the lowest scores.
Wait, did they give him the raise? They gave him the raise he asked for?
Yes. Well, not the raise he asked for, but yes, they gave him a raise.
Good gosh.
So not the full amount that he asked for. He actually backed up and asked for less, I think, because of the public pressure. But it's one of those things. You know, he's obviously trying to circle the wagons and increase his level of power. And then we did some... So we dug into tax expenditures, and what I mean by tax expenditures is deductions and credits and where that money goes, because that's money that's not coming into our budgets at all. And then some more information on where money is being spent, and then foreign influence on our higher ed friends around the state. And that was an interesting one because since 2013, there have been over 7,000 foreign payments to Alabama colleges and universities to the tune of $275 million.
Whoa.
And there's no accountability for why that money has come into the state or what the foreign entities received for their purchases.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like favorable treatment in the curriculums or make sure you allow our students to have first access to scholarships or something. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I jump back on part of what you described a moment ago?
Sure.
Let me go back to the NGOs. So you discovered millions given to non-governmental organizations. And some of those I can remember being there before. You know, like in the general fund, you might have Vocal, which is a victims' rights organization, and they get some funding.
Some of them are very worthy.
Yeah, some of them are worthy.
They're non-governmental organizations
right.
with no accountability.
Did you find some, though, that raised your eyebrows?
Yeah, I did find some that raised my eyebrows. And there were some, you know, some of those are it's a way to funnel money to municipalities and favored organizations that either have a really good lobbyist or have a buddy in the legislature.
Yeah.
And that's really not how governmental spending ought to be made. You know, there ought to be a vetting process, a fair process, and a process to where there is accountability to the taxpayers for how that money is being spent. And even if the money is going to completely worthy nonprofits, that it's a nonprofit. The irony is it's a non-governmental organization that's being funded by government.
Yep.
And so, and there's also just no accountability to the taxpayer that any of those dollars are being spent for the purpose that they said that they would be spent for. And so that's a real problem. And
that's
our next report
problem.
Is coming out actually tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I'll give you the sneak peek. It's on Innovate Alabama and the dollars that are going for economic development purposes to different organizations. There are 236 recipients who have gotten over $107 million in taxpayer dollars through this program in grants and tax credits. Only 200 of those organizations have any information whatsoever online.
Oh.
And a decent amount of that money is being used to promote DEI.
Come on.
Also, questionable uses of funds are things like $490,000 in tax credits to a Mexican restaurant in Birmingham.
A Mexican restaurant in Birmingham.
Yes.
Like one restaurant.
One restaurant. $5.9 million going to a place called Bronze Valley Venture Capital to, quote, and this is on the website, promote diversity and inclusion in the field of technology.
What, is that in the latest budget or is that in last year's still hangover budget? Where is this?
So this is Innovate money that has already been
come on.
That has already been expended, and then basically they funnel it to the Innovate board, and then that board decides where that money goes.
Do we have any legislators on that board?
There are more than a few legislators on that board.
Oh, listen. Okay, this is all right, you may be lasting through the break on this one. So, Innovate Alabama, do they have a website?
They do, and they're actually really proud of all that they have done. They have a map where you can click through. It's called their asset map, innovatealabama.org/asset-map. And you can click through and find all of the things that we're reporting on. We went through the entire map and figured out who the entities were as best we could, where they are, how much they received, what program type they got it from, meaning was it cash or a tax credit, that kind of thing, and then what type of organization received it. And some of these are also nonprofits, and some of these are worthy, and some of these are clearly not. And then some of these have very little information about the organization. And then if you click through and try to figure out who the organization is, there's one splash page and not a lot of information about the organization. And then just like with the NGO question, there's no accountability to the taxpayers about whether or not this money is used wisely. And there's no accountability to the taxpayers on jobs. So most of the time with economic development incentives, there are what are called clawbacks, which is some sort of accountability measure to where you say, hey, Mexican restaurant, El Barrio in Birmingham, which I've been to, very nice restaurant. It's hard to get in, by the way. But you received basically $500,000 of taxpayer funding for the purpose of expanding your kitchen. Did you expand your kitchen? Did you hire extra people? How many people did you hire for the $500,000?
And why are we giving money to a Mexican restaurant to expand their kitchen? I mean, is this a jobs program? Was there a federal grant that passed through to this? This makes no sense to me.
The thought process is that we incentivize large businesses, and therefore we should also incentivize small businesses. So basically, you apply as a small business, you apply for a small business tax credit, and you get $250,000. And then some of them receive what's called a network designation, and they can get an automatic $250,000 every time they ask. And then some of them receive, multi-millions of dollars. One of the other ones that will raise your eyebrows.
My head's exploding right now.
There is one. There was a payment to a place called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, UABRN LLC, UABRN, I don't know, made up word, given just over $1 million in a small business tax credit to build a convenience store in Bessemer, Alabama.
Stop it. UABRN. Have you gone to the Secretary of State's website?
UABRN LLC.
Have you gone to the Secretary of State's website to see who founded it?
I haven't. That's a good idea. Our researchers might.
Well, if you don't mind, let's take a break right now because I got to. But I want you to hang on. Could you mind hanging on during the break?
In the meantime,
I'm going to UABRN's Secretary of State's website and seeing who in God's name orchestrated this, if I can. My gosh. I didn't call you on here to raise my blood pressure, but you did.
I know it. It's so frustrating.
All right, we're with Stephanie Smith, who's got Aldoge. And y'all, they're finding real stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, so I'm going back to the phones with Stephanie Smith. She's the president of the Alabama Policy Institute. They created an Aldoge, they're calling it. And they've been uncovering stuff, just like combing through the records. And I happen to know some of their staff, and they've got the people who know how to dig. And Stephanie herself has also served in the Capitol. She knows exactly where things are hidden. And Lord, you guys have found some stuff, Stephanie. So I am totally ticked off right now. UABRN USA Inc. I looked them up, and there they are. And it's the registered agent is somebody named Ahmed Badijia, who has a address in Bessemer, which is where you said he got hundreds of thousands of dollars just to build a convenience store.
A million dollars
to build a convenience store.
$1 million.
State dollars
to build a convenience store.
This is scandalous. I mean, I'm not using that term lightly. That's not my style. But this is scandalous. This is,
yeah.
And I did look up Innovate Alabama's board while I'm looking at it too. And it's got, I mean, I've got friends on that board. I'm looking at Greg Reed, Garland Gudger, Representative Anthony Daniels, Danny Garrett, Bobby Singleton. I mean, Bill Poole. This is a board full of folks that should know better.
Yeah, and it's frustrating for a couple of reasons. One is that there's a clear bias toward diversity and inclusion all throughout their terminology, and then also all throughout the terminology of many of the companies that they're funding. Now, the concept of the Innovate concept was to fund and incentivize technology programs. Now, Mexican restaurants downtown Birmingham, Alabama are not high tech.
No.
And so it looks to me like possibly they had this money for incentives and grants and tax credits, couldn't find who they wanted to give it to. And so they just started handing it out to those who applied. You can't even be qualified for the small business tax credit unless you're 51% owned by a female or an African American.
Okay. So bottom line is, it's diversity, equity, inclusion all the way around, no matter what. It's just, it's steeped in
it. Yeah, and the largest amount that went out this year was $5.9 million to a group called Bronze Valley Venture Capital, specifically to promote diversity and inclusion in the field of technology. And when you pull up their website, Bronze Valley, it is very specifically directed toward DEI kind of principles.
I want to know who runs Bronze Capital. And by the way, we're almost out of time, but I want to know who runs Bronze Capital. And what do they venture capital into? What companies have gotten the money? That's incredible. Just,
yes.
Yeah.
And like I said, look, you know, they got 5.9. So taxpayer dollars were funneled to this Innovate board. The Innovate board decides, and their staff, because they have a pretty large staff, decides where that money goes, you know, with the influence of those on the board, I'm sure. And then that money is then in turn either used for something like building a convenience store or building a new kitchen in the back of your Mexican restaurant, or it is then redistributed again in a third layer for something like this Bronze Valley venture capital. They're taking money off the top for, you know, to use for their actual business, but then they're also redistributing that to promote diversity and inclusion.
This is, and I'll tell you what else, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I know you think it too, but I guarantee you there is somebody behind the scenes who's benefiting from some of the money coming through these organizations on the far end. And that really bothers me, and I hope there's an investigation on this. And I hate it, Stephanie, but I got to go. If folks want to see the report when it comes out tomorrow, where do they find it?
Yeah, so the Innovate data is on their website and then already on our website under research, alabamapolicy.org, and then our report on this is going out first thing in the morning, so it'll be out 6 a.m. to media and legislators and on our website.
Good work. Great job. Kudos to all your staff. Stephanie Smith, Alabama Policy Institute, thank you so much.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
See ya. Good Lord. I'm just sitting around thinking I don't need caffeine for the next 3 days. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.